It must have been sometime in the weekend after Thanksgiving, because I don't do Christmas songs before Thanksgiving. But I was walking outside, and sometimes this is just the best part of my day. I was just taking something out to the garbage, but it was silent. It was quiet as I walked outside. And some Christmas carol popped into my mind, and I just started kind of singing it softly. And I thought to myself, what a privilege. What a privilege to just be out in this world that's just going on, doing life as it always does, and being able to bring just a moment of beauty. Not because my voice is so beautiful, but just because to be able to sing, to be able to bring a song that is joyful and heartfelt into a world that's just going on the way it always is. What a privilege. The shepherds were in their fields at night, and I'm sure it wasn't that silent. I mean, sheep are not necessarily quiet creatures, but the world that night was just going on the way it always did. The shepherds were watching their sheep as they always did, distant from the rest of society, distant from the things of God, or so they thought. And suddenly the angels appear, and they sing this song into the silence, into the world that was just going on the way it always did. They sing the song of Christmas to the angels. Now, it's true that the scriptures never tell us that the angels actually sung. When Charles Wesley wrote "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing," the first line was originally, "Hark, how all the welkin rings." Welkin was an old English word for the heavens, how the heavens ring. Charles Wesley was maybe the greatest hymn writer of all time, and he gave the hymn over to the greatest evangelist in the American church, George Whitefield. And it was Whitefield who changed that first line to "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." Wesley never sang the song with the changed lyrics. He said, "How dare you? The scriptures don't say that the angels sang. But we have the song, 'Hark, the Herald Angels Sing.'" And we can at least, I don't know if the angels sang or not, but I think when there's something so joyful, it's all we can do to sing. There's something about music and singing that expresses the joy of something like Christmas in a way that nothing else can. And so I don't think Whitefield was so far off putting songs in the mouths of the angels. But regardless, on that night, the world was going on as usual. People had their usual responsibilities and struggles and laughs and tears and routines. And God sang into that moment, into that world, a new song, the song of Emmanuel, that God was with us. I think there's great encouragement for us that God would break into this world with a beautiful song. And I think it's a great privilege for us that we might break into a world that is just going on the way it was with the songs of Christmas. The songs of Christmas, I think, go in two directions. First of all, the songs of Christmas, the songs that bring beauty into the world, are songs that give glory to God. They give glory to God. The angels sang praises to God, and they said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." The shepherds echoed those songs. It says that when the shepherds left, in verse 20, this says, "The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them." The songs of Christmas bring glory to God. It was Pope Telesphorus, back in the second century, about 100 years, one century after Jesus' birth, who ordered that in all Christmas masses, these words would be said or sung after each prayer: "Gloria in excelsis Deo." We sing it in our Christmas songs today, which means glory to God in the highest. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See, Christmas can turn into lots of things. It can turn into presents. And even if we're not kids, sometimes Christmas turns into finding the right present for the right person, wondering if they have it or if they'll like it. It can turn into traditions. It can turn into memories. And none of these things are bad, except as long as we understand and build our lives around the reality that Christmas is about a God who is transcendent, who holds universes upon universes in his hands and chose to become small like us so that we would know his love. The songs of Christmas bring glory to God for what God has done. And secondly, they're songs that bring joy and peace to the world. The angel's song, God's song, turned just any other night into a night of joy. I love how Peter says it. He says, although you have not seen him, now the shepherds did, but we have not seen Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. The news of Christmas, the song of Christmas, brings joy to the world. And again, we can, as Christians especially, get caught up at Christmas time in all the ways the world isn't as we want it to be or as God would want it to be. We can all be Charlie Browns, getting frustrated and depressed because of the commercialism and all of the things that Christmas in our society isn't about Jesus and isn't about God. But we have to remember that our message is called good news. Our message is called the gospel. And this is the song we sing. It's not ultimately a song of complaining or lamenting, but at Christmas, whether the world knows it, whether the people around us know it, that's our privilege to sing this song of good news that brings joy to people. None of those other things will ultimately bring joy and peace. And so we sing this song of good news that Christ has come, and that joy and peace has entered the world. It's a song that we must sing and must not be distracted from singing so that the world can know God's love and find his joy and peace. You might say that the church, that disciples of Jesus Christ are those who sing the song of Christmas, who sing the song of the cross, who sing the songs of Easter. And in singing these good news songs, we are the people who have the privilege of bringing joy and peace into a world that is normally just churning on in its own ways. We get to break through and sing these songs to a world who needs to hear it. And it's not just at Christmas time. It's with our whole lives. It's who we are. It's what we're about. It's what our lives are about. It's what our community is about, these kinds of songs. And it's not just about singing. It's a metaphor. Our lives sing these songs in many ways. Now, I think it's probably too much pressure to say that we should always be a ray of beauty to everyone. I think that's maybe too much pressure. But I don't think it's outside of the gospel call to suggest that we should have moments where we look around us and see the world churning on and on as it always is, and that we would seize those moments to sing these beautiful songs to people who are struggling, to people who are in sorrow, to people who are in pain, to people who are victims of abuse and injustice, to our neighbors who are feeling confused and lost and disoriented by the world, that we would seize those moments and sing those songs and tell those stories. Just as the angels broke through into that night and brought the shepherds joy, so we can be the angels. Not because we aspire to be angels, but because angel means messenger. We get to be the messengers who sing songs of joy and peace and beauty into a world that desperately needs to hear those songs. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you for the song of Christmas. that veiled in the flesh of this child was our deity, our God incarnate. That in Christ we see you, God, and we are assured that you are love, and that you bring hope and desire peace, and that you are the true source of joy. And God, this week, may we not get caught up in all of the other things that pull us, all of the other things that are the trappings of Christmas, but not Christmas itself. Help us to hear the angel's song, and help us to lift our voices and to sing the songs of Christmas that bring glory to you and joy to the world. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.